Chapter 18 Podcast. A settlement is a place with a permanent human population. The first agricultural settlements appeared around 12,000 years ago. Before that, people survived by hunting and gathering, so they lived in temporary or movable shelters. The surplus of food became available as irrigation, farming, and domestication of animals and plants developed. These changes enabled increasing numbers of people to live in the same location. The process of developing towns and cities is known as urbanization, an ongoing process that does not end once a city is formed. A common statistic association with regions, countries, and even other continents is percent urbanization, an indicator of the proportion of the population that lives in the cities and towns as compared to those who live in rural areas. A suburb is a large residential area, to an urban area. Suburbanization involves the process of people moving, usually from cities to residential areas on the outskirts of cities. Several causes contribute to the growing suburbanization in North America after World War II. Among these were economic expansion, greater purchasing power from families, the growth of a car-centered lifestyle, and a government's construction of a vast system of new highways, which allowed workers to commute from city jobs to suburban homes. The process of suburbanization is one effect of the urban growth. In the developed world, especially North America, has been most prominent change in urban areas since the middle of the 20th century. Suburbanization has affected rural areas by increasing population density, building homes and businesses on former farmlands, and adding new residents from urban backgrounds to communities. The most prosperous of the earliest agricultural settlements grew into urban centers slowly after the Neolithic Revolution. City-states consisted of an urban center and its surrounding territory of agricultural villages. A city-state has its own political system and functions independently from other city-states. I believe that all the world could possibly become all urban if they work together and all had great people. In the world today, most people move to cities to find jobs since there are so many of them. And if work increases, then people increase, along with homes and restaurants and many more things. If I were to create a book cover for this chapter, I would have a rural place and an arrow pointing to an urban place. Large concentrations of people can produce both great opportunities for progress and great challenges.